We're going to learn now some of the halachas of business and chametz. We're going to be learning about halachas of chametz that are relevant to people's businesses. We know that on Pesach, there's an Isser. There's really three surim that's relevant to chametz. A person is not allowed to eat anything that has chametz in it. A person is not allowed to own or have in his reshus chametz. And a person is not allowed to benefit from chametz. It's Isser Achila, it's Isser Bal Yiro, and it's Isser Hano. Now, most people, the vast majority of people in the course of their business will not have to eat chametz because of their business. So I don't think that will be very relevant. So we're going to learn, we'll start from owning and having chametz in your reshus. And we'll discuss many of the applications that often come up by people in the course of their business, and sometimes people don't realize they have this issue where they're going to have chametz in their reshus on Pesach. The Torah says, "Le'yir l'cha." Torah says, "Ba'yimatzei matzelcha chametz." A person not to own chametz, not to have chametz found in his reshus. When we discuss chametz in a person's house, so what he does is usually he has to, what a person has to do is mevatlis chametz. He's mafkas chametz, or he doesn't own it. He also has chiyuv bedika, chiyuv tashbisu. He gets rid of his chametz. If there's a person has chametz that it's very valuable. Let's say he has schnapps, something like that. So he doesn't want to get rid of it. So what he'll do is he'll sell it to a Gentile, and it'll be locked up in a special place miyuchid for the Gentile. Gentile will know where it is. So that's considered that it's not by him. It's like that place. Let's say that closet. It's miyuchid for the Gentile. It's like the Gentile's closet, and he doesn't own it because he sold it. So therefore, in my house, I don't have any chametz that I own, and it's not considered that I have any chametz in my house because it's in the closet that's the Gentile's closet. And this is what happens. If a person finds chametz over Pesach, that chametz really doesn't belong to him. But still, since it's chametz shel hefker in his reshus, he should burn it. And he burns it, and he gets rid of it. Now, this is all from the aspect of residential, from a residential perspective. A person has a house, and he knows what's going on in his house. He controls who brings food into his house. He tells his cleaning lady or his aide or his assistant, don't bring any more chametz in my house. And a person generally can keep things under control when it comes to his house to make sure that there's no chametz in his house. And if there is chametz, it doesn't belong to him, and it's kept in a special place that the Gentile owns the chametz. And I think this is fairly well known. What's not well known is what do we do, how do we look at it in terms of a person who owns a business. Now, this could be relevant to many cases. I'll go through a few of the more common ones. And wherever it's negay, a person has to make a cheshbin and apply it. This formulas of the halachas of what we're saying, apply it to his scenario specifically. A person who owns a building, so he owns a multi-unit real estate building. So the units themselves, the apartments are rented to people. Whatever's rented is under the control of the person who rented it, and that would be bizmanazeh. We would assume it'll be schiris kanya, which means it's kaina to the tenant, and whatever goes on inside that building would not be a concern to the Jewish landlord, Jewish owner. Whether he's an owner of all outright or he's an owner of a shutfis wouldn't really make that much of a difference. He's considered an owner of this building. And whatever chametz is going on inside, behind doors of this tenant who rents from you would not be a concern to the Jewish landlord. But what would be a concern is that there are many areas that are not schiris kanya. It's not rented to the landlord, and the landlord really has control to come in. And this would be common areas like the lobby. There might be a area where people can come and eat. And especially today with these buildings, they have these amenities, and there could be picnic tables. And there's places where common areas where food could be left around. Now, what's the halacha about a Gentile that walks into a reshus of Yisrael with chametz? Right? Because now we're talking about you have a Gentile eating at a picnic table owned by a Jew. So what's the halacha? So This is a very clear halacha in Simin Tuf Mem. The halacha is Tuf Mem Sif Gimel, any Yehudi in Archaim, any Yehudi Shenichnis Lebeis Yisrael V'chameitze B'yodoi, which means a Gentile walks into the house of a Yid and he's holding chametz, he's holding his lunch. So the halacha is Eini Zokak L'hoitzi, you have a service repairman who comes to do work by you. You have someone who's doing a basement, he's doing construction, and he comes in and he's carrying his lunch with him. What's inside that lunchbox? 100% chametz. There's a sandwich and there's bread and it's chametz gomer. Are you allowed to let this Gentile walk into your basement who's doing construction in your basement? Are you allowed to let him walk in with chametz into your house? So the halach is you are allowed to. Why? Ein ezakak lahaytzi. I afal pisha Yisrael roya chametz ein Yehudi ein mekach klum. The Gemara says that you're allowed to see the Gentile's chametz. It's not owned by a Yid, it's owned by a Gentile. And this is his lunch. And he's allowed to walk into your house with chametz. So there's a very important point that the Mishnah Berurah makes. And this is, besides the fact that you're not allowed to sit down on the table with him and eat together with him, I think that's pashut for practical reasons. But the Mishnah Berurah makes a very important point, and this is the end of Sif Katan Yud Ches in the Mishnah Berurah, again, Sif Simin Tov Mem. Mishnah Berurah says, Rak Lizar Lisrael in Nakos HaShulchan, L'Haticha Yofa Acha Chilas Akum, he has to clean up after the Gentile leaves. Shalayisha Shem Perurim, he can't leave over any crumbs. Tzarech Lizar She'ilch Akum Ibeisa, you have to make sure when the Gentile leaves your house, he can't leave any chametz in the house of a Yid. And this means as follows. When the Gentile eats his lunch, that's his lunch. And since it's tachas yodoy, he controls it, there's no chash that Yid will eat from it, and there's no chash that it's chametz shel hefker b'shus Yisrael. It's not chametz shel hefker, it's owned by the Gentile. So that's not a problem. But what happens when the Gentile finishes his lunch, and there's a little left over, he leaves the crust over, and he takes it and he puts it in the garbage. So that is a Maisa Hefka. He just was Masalik Yodim Imenu. The Gentile says, I have nothing more to do with this Chametz, and I'm leaving it. And it's Chametz Shel Hefka B'Shus Yisrael. Chametz Shel Hefka B'Shus Yisrael, the Yid has to go and has to have a Chiv beer. Right? We know that if you find Chametz, you know, it happens unfortunately many times that you find one of the 10 Perurim, one of the 10 bags of chametz that you left from the bedikah, you did it. You were doing by bedikah's chametz. You put out chametz. We call it, you put out the chametz and you leave it. What happens when you find it? Avada you mavatala and you mafkru all the chametz, but it's still sitting there. So you have to take that chametz if you find it on Pesach chalamoy, and you have to burn it. You have a chiv beer. I don't own it. The answer is chametz shel hefker. All chametz shel hefker b'shus Yisrael has to be burnt because we're chayish. That's a chiyah b'derabanan, or maybe even deraisa. That's a shaila. Rashi Tosfos seems to learn derabanan. Rashi seems to learn chametz shel hefker. The only time there's a heter is if it's owned by a Gentile. But if it's hefker b'shus Yisrael, there's an issa deraisa and mechiyah deraisa to burn it. Regardless if it's a chiyah deraisa or chiyah b'derabanan, you have to burn it, even though it's hefker. And amela, a person finds chametz shel hefker, he has to burn it. Which means that if a Gentile comes with chametz into your house, while he is allowed to be there with chametz shel hefker, it's only while it's under his control. And once he goes out of the house and he leaves the chametz and he's mesalek yodim mimenu, the Jew has to come, the Yiddish owner of the house has to come, take that chametz, and he has to whip out his blowtorch and he has to be mevar and he has to get rid of it. So now, when we have a real estate, a piece of real estate that's owned by Yid in its common areas, although in the apartments rented out to the Gentiles, there could be chametz, but in the common areas where there's a picnic table, in the Rishus of Yisrael, and it's somewhat, now this gets a little complicated, and we'll get back to this, but it's somewhat in the vicinity of Yisrael. It's not completely overseas. If it's completely overseas and the Yid wasn't there, when the out of a city, and the Yid wasn't in that city in 30 days, it's possible that the Yid has no chiv to be mevaret. That's a halach and tough lemet vav. But if the Yid did visit this property within 30 days or in the area, then he has a chiyuv to be mavar, which becomes basically an unworkable solution because Gaim by bringing more and more chametz basically has to sit there the whole day with his blowtorch, constantly getting rid of all the chametz. It becomes an unworkable solution. If he has a piece of real estate that has a common area where people eat, there is no solution to sell chametz, that chametz, because it wasn't, you have to sell the chametz before Pesach. That didn't belong to the Yid before Pesach, it belonged to the Gentile on Pesach. You can't sell chametz that belongs to a Gentile. By Pesach, it's too late. You can't be mevatlet, you can't sell it, because it's already a suri hano. You can't keep on selling, it doesn't work. You only can sell before Pesach. So what's the solution? The solution is either you're going to have to mevar it, destroy it, which you can't, because you can't be running around catching everyone's chametz. And this becomes somewhat of a problem. If a person does not own real estate, he's still not out of the woods, because if he leases an office, right? If he has a lease on an office, that's chiras kanya, that's under his control. What happens when there's a break room in the office that's leased by the yid, and in the break room people bring in chametz, right? So then they leave, if they're going to leave chametz, if you walk into the break room at the end of the day, you see there's some chametz sitting around on the table in the garbage, whose chametz is that? That's the person who owns the rishus. So either he's kainet because he owns the rishus, or maybe he's not kainet, but it's chametz shel hefker sitting in his rishus. Regardless, he has a chiv beer. Right? So if a person has like a little break room, a lunch room, whatever he calls it, in his office, and there's a vending machine that sells chametz. So he could sell the chametz in the vending machine, 100%. He could sell that before Pesach. But that doesn't help him. If what happens when a Gentile buys that, if the business is open on Chol HaMoed, a Gentile buys that chametz, and he eats the chametz, and he leaves over some of the chametz, the Yid who owns that lease, who leases that office, he has a problem where he has chametz on his hands. And this is Negea, a person who owns a trucking business. He can clean all the trucks before. But what happens when a Gentile uses those trucks, maybe on Chol HaMoed, and he just takes garbage and he throws it on the floor, and he's Mesalek Yadim Menu, it's in the Rishus of the Yisrael Pashtas, it's Chamat Shalhefka Rishus Yisrael, he has to burn it. And this becomes a very difficult thing to keep on doing. So, Lemaisa, a person who finds himself in such a situation where he knows he has a building or a lease or a truck or whatever he has some sort of rishus, and chametz is going to be in that makam on Pesach, right? He could go and he could do a bedika before Pesach, but that's not going to help him, because a bedika before Pesach, and the Mishnah Berurah speaks about this, of course, a person who does a bedika has to make sure that no more chametz is coming in, right? The Mishnah Berurah speaks that out. When a person does a bedika, and he's leaving a house. So he's leaving it. If he's in the house within Shleshim Yayim of the house of Pesach, he does a Bedika. So he does a Bedika. And then he says, the Mishnah Berurah, Yotze mibeisai, v'yizkor es beisai. You have to lock up your house. Shel yachn shum odom oid chametz. A Bedika makes the chiyah beer, the chiyah Bedika that the Rabbanim mechayev, you do a Bedika on your property. Part of that chiyah is you have to make sure no other chametz comes in. The ilav hachi ma'moel bedikasoi, right? Now, if a person is going to do a Bedika on his office to make sure to find any chametz, but he knows that Goyim are bringing chametz in and leaving the chametz around, that's not a Bedika. How did the Bedika help? You know, you have a constant income stream of chametz coming in. So really there's very little solution. So if a person has a building like that, really what he has to do is he has to make that this rishus does not remain his rishus on Pesach. He has to sell the rishus. He has to sell the building. And if he has a truck, he has to sell these trucks when he doesn't own it. If he doesn't own it, so it's not a rishus Yisrael, it's a rishus Akum. And the chametz might be asur b'hanol lacher Pesach, which is a sugya of chametz avlo Pesach, but that's a different discussion. But no one, practically speaking, the Yid's not planning on eating the leftover chametz, so that's not going to be an issue. But the issue of having his chiv bedika ubir, which might be a chiv tashbisum in a Torah like Rashi, or it might be a chiv bedika ubir midarabonim like Tosfos, whatever it is, if it's not a rishus, he doesn't have such a chiv. Now, it's important to note that if you lease an office, you can't sell the office, because you don't own the office. You're going to have to kind of flip the lease. Sometimes you have a clause that basically what you're doing is you're subleasing. you lease an office, and now you're going to sublease it to the Gentile. Now, what happens if you signed an agreement with the landlord? You cannot sublease. So how do you do that? So what I believe you should be doing probably is to sell your business. When you sell your business, so the owner of the business, part of the package he buys the business, he's taking over the lease. It's not a sublease. It's the same LLC renting the same office space. It's just you switched owners. The landlord can stipulate you can't sublease, but he can't stipulate you can't sell the business. So what I would recommend the person does is he sells his business itself. A person that has a business that has some sort of liability with regards to having a reshus that's open for goyim to bring chametz, he should sell that business. He could sell the entire portfolio of an LLC of his real estate. He should sell it in the included in the mechiras chametz. It might be a separate document. You have to speak to a rav exactly how to do it. If you have an office building that has a lease, and in the lease goyim are going to be bringing chametz, and you can't control that, then you should sell the business that has the lease. If you have trucks, you sell the business or sell the trucks, whatever you need to do. But al kapanim, at the end of the day, you have to make sure that there's no reshus that a yid has that he's somewhat in the vicinity of, because he has a chi of beer, bedika al kapanim, midir abanon, alav chi of bedika. Now, and there's one more point I want to make. This is a very important point. Even if you have a building which is very far away, and you could say, well, in Taf Lamed Vav it says that if I'm not within the vicinity within 30 days, I don't have a chiyuv b'dikah midrabbanan. And since I don't know about any chametz yidua, maybe there's no problem there. I said, it's a little of a complicated shaila, but there's something you have to really know about, and it follows. There's Halacha in Taf Mem Gimel. And in Taf Mem Gimel, it says that, this is Taf Mem Gimel, Sif Beis, that only chametz of a Gentile that's in the Yerushus of a Yid, that the Yid has no achrayas, and it's set aside, only that's permitted. What about chametz of a fryer person? So chametz of a fryer person in the Yerushus of Yisrael, minat Torah, there's a chiv to burn it. And that's the Shittas HaGoyim, and the Mishabrua seems to go like the Goyim. The Mishabrua is Tof Mem Gimel, Sifkot and Yud Dalet. The Mishabrua says, Das HaGro, Yesh Chiv Minat Torah Levar Chometz Ein Shaloi. A person that has chametz in his house, and the chametz belongs to a fry yid, he has a chiyuv min ha-toira to burn that chametz. V'chein das ha-tlach, v'chein das ha-beis meir. And what's the pshat? The beis meir is masber. It says lo yir l'cha chametz. The halach of lo yir l'cha chametz means not just specifically, I can't see chametz, I can't see any chametz, but the Jewish people can't have any chametz. And my chiv is achroi on any, the din of la'ir l'chametz means I can't have chametz of Yisrael by me. What that means is, if you own real estate, you're in Lakewood, or you're in Brooklyn, and you have real estate in Los Angeles, or you have real estate in Miami, or you have real estate in London, doesn't make a difference, and that real estate's far, far away, if this is going to be a fryer person who's going to bring chametz into that rishos, you have an issa deraisa. If it's going to be not into his building, if it brings it into his apartment, so then you could say, it's not my rishos, me the landlord, it's not my rishos, it's his rishos, because he rented from me. But what about when he brings it into a common area? If a yid owns a mall, and in the mall there's a food court, and there's a common area, then, and there's a fry yid, the mall can be far away, but there's a fry yid who leaves chametz in the garbage, he leaves chametz on the table. It's chametz shel Yisrael. He doesn't need it anymore. Or he just puts it on the table. As soon as he puts it on the table, even though it's tachas yad of Yisrael, chametz shel Yisrael, puts it on the table. As soon as he puts it on the table, you own real estate, he puts it on the picnic table. You own a mall, he puts it on the cafeteria table. You lease an office, he puts it on the break room table. Chametz, I'm assuming, because once it's in his hand, it's on the reshus. But once he puts it on the table of the yid, it's chametz shel Yisrael b'shus Yisrael chi of beer. So if that's the case, you're going to have to sit and run around to all your malls with a blowtorch. And as soon as the fryid opens up his briefcase and he puts his lunch down, or if it's a mall, he buys it from the store, he puts it down on the reshus of the yid. The yid has to swoop out with his blowtorch and immediately incinerate the chametz. And that's going to be probably not looked upon very positively. So what do we do if a person has a situation where he has a rishus that's frequented by yidden that are unfortunately not shayim Torah mitzvahs, and they're not nizer in the halachas of chametz. So again, really what you have to do is you have to sell that rishus. You have to make sure that this rishus is not considered a rishus Yisrael. The entire portfolio, the entire LLC, the corporation, the S-Corp, the C-Corp, however you designate to the ownership group of this, has to be sold off. This is relevant whether you are an owner, the sole proprietor of this mall, whether you're an investor, a shutif. You really should not have anything to do. You shouldn't have bichlal. Your yad, your hand should not be involved in a rishus Yisrael that has chametz on it on Pesach. If it's going to be fried, people frequenting it, you're going to have an iser deraisa, at least like the goyim. And it seems like the Mishnah Berurah goes like the goyim. So this is something that people should really keep in mind when they think about what they're allowed, when they think about owning chametz and having chametz in the rishus. They have to think about all the places they do business. They rent warehouses. The warehouses have to be checked. But what about the fact that the goyim might come in a chol hamoed and they bring their lunch with them? The goyim have to be told, don't bring the chametz in. And if you can't do that, make sure you sell the entire warehouse. That it's not Pashus Yisrael. And that is the sugya of Bayiro Bayimotze in relevant to the business and the place of work of Yisrael.